Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Blue Oyster Cult are releasing their first new album in almost 20 years. It's called The Symbol Remains, and it's available this month. It is their 14th album, and one of the guys who has been there for all of those albums and even before, guitarist and singer Buck Dharma from Blue Oyster Cult, joins us. Welcome.
Dave, hello.
So you decide to put out a brand new album, and then 2020 comes along. The timing could have been better.
Yes. People ask me if we should delay it. I said, no, maybe it's a good thing that can happen in 2020.
Yeah, I imagine. Now, you started working on this in 2019. Let's back up a few months and talk about the decision to get the band together and record your first new album in almost 20 years. Who came up with the idea? Who wanted to get everybody back in the studio?
Well, there was a lot of inertia moving toward recording this band, Blue Oyster Cult, in 2020. That's Eric Bloom, myself, Buck Dharma, Richie Castellano, Jules Rodino, and Danny Miranda. Now, this lineup has been together for almost 15 years with various insertions. Danny left our band to do the Queen tour with Paul Rogers for 2 years, and then he played with Meatloaf for a while, and now he's back with us for a few years. So the amalgamated experience of this band is about 15 years. So it was high time to document the way the band sounds today. So we came to that decision. Probably in 18, we decided it would be a good thing, so we started looking for a record label and finally got a really good offer from Frontiers to make the record and release some of our older stuff that we had rights to. So we wrote the bulk of the material last year. We rehearsed it around tour dates in the summertime, and we recorded the basic tracks, fortunately, before the COVID hit. The last basic track we did was in December. So we did the overdubs and the finished vocals and guitars and keyboards or whatever, the finishing the tracks we did at home. We did at our home studio, so we weren't together in the same cities or same room. We did that with programs like Zoom, and we were able to look at each other and Tibbetts on our performances produce each other. Fortunately, the tools existed. They didn't exist even 3 years ago, so we're lucky in that regard.
Talking to Buck Dharma from Blue Oyster Cult, The Symbol Remains is out this month. A couple of songs, That Was Me and Box in My Head, are available right now. You know, it's funny that a lot of people assume that a band gets together in the studio all together in one room and records their music, but really, you guys record different pieces apart all the time. You've got somebody in a vocal booth, you've got somebody coming in late at night to do a guitar piece, so it's probably not that difficult over Zoom, I would imagine.
Well, when we did the basic tracks, we all played and sang. We actually used quite a bit of those performances, but inevitably the finished vocal is usually overdubbed, and the guitars may or may not. There's about 40% of the leads on the Symbol Remains records were played actually with the drums at the time we recorded it, because it just came out great, so we kept it. But that's typical of how you make a record, yes.
The songs that I've heard so far really capture that Blue Oyster Cult sound, because you guys had a variety of different sounds that you brought to the table, whether it was kind of the heavier stuff, the fuzzy guitar, or whether it was more, for lack of a better word, kind of the hippie influence. And you've got both of those going on now. I assume that because the band always had different lead singers all the time and a lot of different people outside the band contributing, that it was really a very democratic process and reflected a bunch of different styles.
Yeah. Yeah, in a sense, Blue Oyster Cult has always been a cooperative. You know, everybody contributed to the writing, and everybody sang, and that's more or less true now. We've introduced Richie Castellano as the third lead voice on The Symbol Remains. Richie sings three songs, and the writing comes from a lot of different places. And if you listen to the record when it comes out, it'll be on YouTube and streaming services. Every song is different. There's 14 songs, and there's no two songs that are comparable.
Yeah, a real variety on there. Blue Oyster Cult's new album, The Symbol Remains, available now. Buck Dharma, a longtime member from the very, very first day of Blue Oyster Cult, before they were even Blue Oyster Cult.
Right. Before I even knew I was Blue Oyster Cult.
Right. And I mentioned about the kind of heavy guitar sound that you had and still have that influenced a lot of people who came after you. Where did you kind of get the influence for that sound?
I think, you know, I grew up listening to American pop music, and we were influenced by the Beatles and the Stones, of course, and the first British invasion, and right about the time that we were becoming recording artists, the bands like Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin came out, and definitely were a big influence on us. Certainly my guitar style was influenced by Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck and Richie Blackmore, as well as like Jerry Garcia from Grateful Dead, and a lot of those San Francisco bands too, and The Doors. Robbie Krieger was a big influence on me. So yeah, we absorbed stuff from all quarters, and you know, we were called one of the early heavy metal bands, but actually we were a lot more eclectic than that. I've always think that the moniker of heavy metal didn't really fit BOC that well.
Yet, the Symbol Remains refers to the symbol, the hook and cross symbol that the band has had for a number of years and been on every album, and that symbol is the symbol for heavy metal, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It was on our first album cover, and the moment we saw it, we all said, okay, that's going to be the band's logo. That's it, you know. It was invented by the album artist, Bill Golic, and Bill sort of disappeared. No one knows what happened to him in the last 30 or 40 years, so I can't ask him what he had in mind.
Interesting. The Symbol Remains, the new album from Blue Oyster Cult, is available this month. Buck Dharma, a longtime member of the band. You talked about being influenced a little bit by the Grateful Dead, and that's where I assume the sound, kind of like for Don't Fear the Reaper, kind of comes a little bit more jangly guitar than the heavier guitar. And that song was pretty much a one-man composition. It was all you.
I wrote that song when the band first got multi-track tape recorders, when the TX made the four-track recorders back in the 70s. Before that, you know, I mean, everybody can, you know, write songs on their laptop now, but back in the day, it was a new thing for a semi-pro or a consumer to be able to do that. So, yes, that was the first song I wrote with a multi-track recorder. And so I was able to basically arrange the song entirely on that. Myself.
And sing it, and it largely, I hear, what you originally did as a demo is largely what we know as that classic song today.
Yeah, the demo came out on the expanded re-release of Agents of Fortune, so you can compare the two, my version and the band. The band did a great job, and they made the song better than my demo, but it's essentially the same song.
Well, and they added, and I know you probably know where I'm going with this, because I'm sure you get asked about it all the time, the More Cowbell. And when the More Cowbell skit happened on Saturday Night Live, were you happy about it, upset about it, what?
Well, you know, I never realized the cowbell was as important to the song as that skit made it. So, and now I can appreciate how important the cowbell is.
Have you had the opportunity to interact with Christopher Walken ever?
I met Christopher Walken before that sketch. We were all living in Connecticut at the time, and I met him at a party. He's a very nice fellow. But he didn't even know that he was going to ask for more cowbell at that time. but of course, the sketch is something that we've all learned to live with and embrace.
Well, and you know, after coronavirus quarantine, when we're all able to go back out and enjoy live music and you guys are able to tour again, I think a guest spot on the cowbell is waiting for Christopher Walken with you.
Well, we'd give standing invitation, you know, to either Christopher or to Mr. Cowbell himself.
Yeah, Will Ferrell was actually the one playing the cowbell in that yep. skit where Christopher Walken yep. asked for it. Yeah, Buck Dharma from Blue yep. Oyster Cult is on the phone with us. The Symbol Remains is their brand new album. It is out this month. Two new songs, That Was Me and Box in My Head, are available. You guys are also releasing some vinyl versions of this and some limited edition color vinyl versions. That's a lot of fun. I think vinyl yes. is really making a resurgence these days, too.
Yeah, it's. I'm talking to a surprising amount of people that are they're buying the record in vinyl, you know, rather than CD.
Yeah, and that's the way to listen to Blue Oyster Cult, I think. A little bit of pop and hiss in those songs, you almost expect it.
Yep, I've seen the packaging. It's nice. It's a double album set. It's a the Symbol Remains is an hour and 1 minute of music. It's 14 songs, and they're all good.
Buck Dharma, great to talk to you again. Blue Oyster Cult's new album, The Symbol Remains, out this month. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Dave, and invite your listeners to just go to YouTube or wherever streaming. Check it out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.